see life as a book in chapters. Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. Does that sound familiar? Can I get a show of hands? How many people know what that's from? Yes, it's from the soap opera, The Days of Our Lives, how I spent my high school days. How I miss it. So I just wanted to share a bit of my Christmas story. Just want to share a chapter of my book of life. So if you just want to sit back and relax, grab your cup of tea if you've got one. If you don't, just listen. It's a very short chapter. My Christmas story. Growing up, Christmas was one of my most favorite times of the year. I absolutely looked forward to it, not the least because of the huge fuss that everyone made about it. Not only was there a whole lot of noise which added to the excitement, but then there was the food. Oh, how I loved the food. The chicken and rice, coleslaw, beetroot salad, fat cakes, ground beef, then there was the Kool-Aid. The children around town all wore their new set of clothes, and the music on the national radio station in the days leading up to Christmas added to the excitement. There was that one song that when you heard it playing on Radio Botswana, where I'm from, you knew the time had come. There seemed to be laughter everywhere, and everyone was dancing to the same tune. People were truly merry. That was childhood. Then, as the years passed, life happened. I met my future husband. We had two children and enjoyed each Christmas as it came. Then our third child came along. It was then that Christmas changed for me and took on a whole new meaning. At my 12-week pregnancy scan, we found out there were some pregnancy complications and we would need to see a specialist. When we saw the specialist, they told us that our daughter had a condition known as omphalocele, where her intestines and liver were basically outside their designated position. And so the journey began. Days, weeks, and months of medical and specialist appointments to monitor the pregnancy. On three occasions, we were advised to get an abortion. We decided we would keep the baby no matter what came our way. Finally, on December 15th, 2009, Witsepo was born. A week later, I walked out of hospital with a bunch of flowers and no baby in my arms. That was painful. Not yet. I was sad. As I stood waiting to be picked up, I heard these words. The tears you cry for her don't change who I am. My husband picked me up and we attended a church service with our old friends. And although everyone was congratulating us on the new baby, my mind was on the fact that my new gift was tied up in tubes, unable to feel the love of her mother. Days passed, and on Christmas Day, we received a phone call from the hospital. Your little girl is having trouble breathing. They asked us to come in. We grabbed the other two and rushed to the hospital, and we arrived at the hospital to machines beeping and doctors wearing their blue overall coats. As our daughter lay flat on her back and panting for air, flapping arms, the doctors asked my husband and I to step out of the room. Feeling helpless, I stood next to my husband and I asked him how he managed to remain so calm as the tears rolled down my face. He looked at me and said, "Well, we can't both be crying." I'll leave it there for now. for today, for this year. So, Bitepo just turned 11 on Tuesday. So she's a miracle baby, one of them. She's going to sit on there, and we are going to sing for you the song Bitepo, which is the faithfulness of God. This is a song about the goodness and faithfulness of God. And it's based on the words that God gave me about the tears you cry don't change who I am. And I've been teaching it to Bitepo since she was little. The tears I cry for you, my tears don't change His word. Bitepo, Jua Mudimo, Bitepo, Jua Mudimo. My tears don't change His word. Thank you, Bitepo. We need a bit of help. What? Thank you. Thank you, people. Thank you. Can I get the pulpit? Oh, come on. Thank you. How is everyone? I didn't plan on preaching like this, but it's just going to be too complicated to try and go and change. So is that all right with people? I just wonder, how has Christmas changed over the years for you? What are your tears about? What are you grieving and trying to hide from God and others? What does God have to say about this? What does God have to say about tears? Reading from John chapter 11, verse 33 to 35, it reads, "When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. 'Where have you laid him?' he asked. 'Come and see, Lord,' they replied. Jesus wept." Lazarus had died. His sisters were in tears. Jesus came to see what was going on. It has to be the shortest verse in the Bible, verse 35. Jesus wept. It's one of my favorite and one of the most powerful. As we celebrate Christmas, I think it's important that we celebrate perception, that we celebrate the gift of God that sees The gift of God that perceives. The gift of God being Jesus, who is conscious of our pain. When we are in pain, he is fully aware. He's also fully aware of the pain of those who are around us, our friends, our neighbors, our work colleagues. That's a message to pass on, because you will have people around you who are suffering, who are in pain. And it's important that you pass on the message that there is one who sees, there's one who perceives our pain. He sees you. Therefore, you are not alone. As we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the gift of God who weeps when he sees us weeping. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Not just had tears rolling down his face, but that he wept. I'd like you to imagine that. Put the picture in your mind of this man, this God, weeping. I don't think many of us necessarily know what that looks like, but you can imagine it. That's the power of the mind. Therefore, it means he feels you. He gets you. He feels your pain. He doesn't just see it. He feels it. When I was going through that moment, I can still see myself walking out of hospital. Like you heard in that story, I was carrying a bunch of flowers. Flowers indicate something to celebrate, something good has happened. And I remember standing there waiting for Stephen to pick me up. We were in Adelaide, living in Alice Springs, but we were in Adelaide for these medical appointments. I'm standing outside the doors and I'm thinking, this doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to look like that. The flowers indicate something positive. I should have a baby in my hands, but I don't. I wonder what baby you should be holding in your hands, but instead you're holding something else. You've been left behind with the wrong thing. Not what you thought, not what you expected. 2020 has been a very difficult year for a lot of people. It's been challenging for a lot of families. It's been challenging for a lot of communities, a lot of states. We know right now the people in New South Wales are still struggling. What are you holding instead of that baby? Jesus wept. He feels you. I just want to finish off with this very short poem. It's called Jesus Wept. Who knew but God himself that room would be made for you and I to shed our tears? Who knew but God himself that one would be sent, a child born among us, the greatest healer, one who cups his hands to capture every teardrop? Even though tomorrow's sorrows are unknown, he knows the steps of all tragedy. He captures every tear for you and I. Even before we shed them, he captures every tear. Jesus wept, so Jesus feels. Jesus connects with every pain. He touches every heart. He touches every broken place. Jesus heals every wound. Jesus wept. Jesus feels. Jesus heals you and I. Christmas is a time of celebration. But I think for us to celebrate, we also have to acknowledge the moments that have not been so positive. The good thing about knowing God is we're not left to deal with it on our own. So for today, I could have spoken about all the nice things, all the exciting things. But I thought it's really important that we address people's pain. So as I finish off,
I would like to call two sets of people. And do not come up if this doesn't apply to you. Jesus connects with your pain. So the two sets of people I was thinking of, first of all, it's those people who have a pain. A pain like that baby that you know you should have in your hands, but you don't. And you don't know what to do with that pain. You've been left to deal with it on your own. Or so you thought. That's the first set of people, because I would like to pray, we would like to pray for those people that God will do what only God can do, which is to touch that place of pain so that you can move on with your life. Because when pain is unaddressed, you remain stuck year after year after year. As we move on to 2021, allow God to touch that pain. The second set of people is those people who don't realize that they need relationship. Or if they've realized that they need relationship with the one who touches pain, they've just never taken that bold step. And it is a bold step, because you know what? It's easier to just remain in your seat and not step out, because you don't want people to start saying or thinking things about you. But I would encourage you, if you've never taken that step, to say, I want you to look at my pain because I don't know what to do with it. If you've never taken that step, I'd really encourage you to just come up. Just take a moment and reflect. Let's just stand. I'm just going to pray. Thanks. Just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you see our pain and that you feel our pain. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. Come into my life. Take over. Heal the pain like only you can. If you've never prayed that prayer before, please, at the end of the service, just come to one of us, myself or Pastor Stephen, so that we can pray with you, because that is important. I'd just like to pray, finish off. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everyone who's here today. I thank you for every family that's represented. We thank you, Lord, that as we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the gift that sees our pain. We celebrate the gift that feels. I pray, Father, for those people whose pain is so deep that they can't even talk about it. For those whose pain is so deep that they've covered it up. They've covered it up with work, and they're workaholics. They covered it up with food. And they overeat. They've covered it up with people. And they're always moving from place to place. I pray, Father, that today you may touch that pain like only you can. We thank you, Lord, that you are here. We thank you, Father, that you've brought us this far. We thank you, Lord, for 2020 and for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Bless every family, Lord. Touch them like only you can. We are grateful In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.